Act 2, Scene 3.
You got up late? Did you go to bed late too?
There was a big feast, sir, in honor of the king. Lots of good food, sir. Drink too.
I can see you had plenty of that. Is your master up yet? Ah, here he is now.
Good morning, noble sir.
Good morning to both of you.
Is the king awake yet, worthy thane?
Not yet.
The king told me to come and see him early. I hope that I am not late.
I'll take you to him. Follow me. There is the door.
I'll go inside and wake him.
Does the king plan to leave today?
He does. That's what he said last night.
I hope he slept well. The wind was very strong. It blew down trees and damaged all our houses. Strange cries were heard, and dreadful dying screams. The owl sang all night long to warn us all, and some men said they felt the earth shake too.
Yes, it was a rough night.
Oh, horror, horror, horror! I cannot speak. I don't know what to say.
What's the matter?
The most awful thing has happened. He whom God had chosen has been taken. I mean, his sacred life's been taken, stolen from him by foul murder.
Life taken? Murder? Is someone dead?
Do you mean the king?
See for yourselves. The sight will strike you blind. I cannot speak of it. It is too horrible. Awake! Awake! Wake up, everyone! Ring the alarm bell! Murder! Treason! Banquo and Donalbain! Malcolm, wake up! Wake up and see this horror, if you dare!
What has happened? What is the cause of all this dreadful noise that wakes the peaceful sleepers in this house? Speak! Speak!
Oh, gracious lady, it's not right for you to hear the fearful news. Heard by a woman's ear, the word would kill again. Oh, Banquo, Banquo, our royal master's murdered!
No! How terrible! Murdered in our house?
Murder is cruel anywhere. Macduff, I pray you say it is not true.
If I had died an hour before this time, I would have died happy. But from this moment, there's nothing left worth living for. Nothing has meaning now that honor's dead. All that we live for has been taken away.
What is the problem here?
The problem's yours, but you don't know it. The noble king who gave you both your lives has left us.
Your royal father's murdered.
Oh, by whom?
The servants sleeping in his room have done it. That's what we think. Their hands and faces were all red with blood. So were their daggers. They stared at us half mad. No man is safe with them.
I thought so too, and in sudden anger, I killed them both.
Why? We should have questioned them.
Who can be wise? Surprised, calm and angry, loyal and neutral, all in a moment? No one. Strong feelings made me act. I did not stop to think. There lay Duncan, his silver skin covered with gold-red blood, and every wound was like a door through which death had entered. There lay the murderers, red with Duncan's blood. There lay their daggers, blood-red too. Who could hold back from killing them? No one with a loving heart and courage to prove that love.
Help me. I am ill.
Someone help the lady. She has fainted.
Why do we stand here silent? We should be the first to speak.
What can we say? We may be the next to die. Let's go, before our tears begin to fall.
It is too soon for us to take revenge.
Help the lady. And when we have had time to dress ourselves, let's meet again, discuss this dreadful deed, and then decide on action. Fears and terrors fill my mind, but I stand here under God's protection. When I know the truth, I'll fight against this treason. And so will I.
When we are ready, we'll meet in the hall together.
We agree.
What will you do? We're not safe here. Trust no one. I shall go to England.
And I shall go to Ireland. We shall be safer if we are not together. If we stay here, we'll be the next to die.
Our father's killer may still be alive. Let's go before he kills again. We'll ride away without a word to anyone.
There's nothing for us here. We'll go at once.